After their successful debut as a trio, Crosby, Stills, and Nash would add Neil Young to the group for their second album, Deja Vu. Expectations were high when the album was released on this date, March 11th, 1970. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
One morning, I woke up and I knew.
The bar was set pretty high for the follow-up to their self-titled debut. Crosby, Stills, and Nash had a massive hit, and they knew they'd be going out on tour. But Stephen Stills played all the instruments, bass, organ, lead, and rhythm guitar, everything on the album except for the drums. Both Jimi Hendrix and Steve Winwood were asked to join, but declined. Atlantic Records head Ahmet Erdogan suggested Neil Young, Stills' former Buffalo Springfield bandmate. Graham Nash was the only one who wasn't sure about it, but after meeting Young for breakfast in Greenwich Village, he changed his mind. They played their first gig as a foursome in the summer of 1969 and their second gig ever at Woodstock and began recording Deja Vu shortly after. The band's personal lives went into the record. Stills had just broken up with Judy Collins, Nash had broken up with Joni Mitchell, and David Crosby's girlfriend had recently died in a car accident. As a result, the album is considerably darker than the first. Mitchell would actually contribute the biggest hit to the album. A sped-up version of her own song, Woodstock, would reach number 11 and be the only song not written by a member of the band. The other two hits on the album were written by Nash, Our House, About Mitchell, and Teach Your Children featuring Jerry Garcia on the guitar. Unlike the first album, the majority of the songs weren't done in full band sessions. Other than Woodstock, most were recorded individually by one member, with the harmonies coming in later sessions. As a result, it took far longer to complete, but the effort was worth it. 2 months after it was released, it would knock Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water off the top of the Billboard 200 album chart, and ultimately sell over 8 million copies, becoming the highest-selling album of any of the band members' career. Adding a fourth member to an already successful group would work for Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with the release of Deja Vu on this date, March 11th, 1970, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Well, their father's hell did slowly go by.